Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Now, I'm going to need some help this morning in terms of what we're going to do in terms of looking at the Word this morning and what today is all about, okay? Because today is a day of celebration. It's a day of knowing God's victory in our lives. But for us as Christians, we have this life every single day. So the kind of celebration we've had so far, that's the kind of celebration that we can live every day of our lives, because the cross is at work, the power of the blood is at work in us, the Holy Spirit is in us to work and move in our lives every single day. It's pretty awesome, isn't it? So every day is a day to have a party, every day is a day to have celebration, every day is a day of victory. So whatever issues, challenges, problems may come your way, you can face them, deal with them, go through them, overcome them, because we have the victorious Jesus Christ in our lives. Amen. Great. Now, if I could have, who would like to play God this morning? Could I have somebody a little bit older? Is that all right? Sorry. I think God's a bit older than Ben, isn't he? And would anybody like to volunteer somebody else? John Taylor, come on down. Actually, what we'll do is we'll start you off over here, okay? There's your throne.
Wonderful.
Look at that. Great. Now, I need about 20 other people to help me out here. 20 others. A mixture of big people, smaller people, older people, younger people, whatever. 20 people, if you can come out to the front. If you don't volunteer, I'll just pick you. Come on in, Ben's your chance now, mate. John Hutch, come on in, mate. One or two slightly taller people. It doesn't matter how many come, as long as there's at least a few people left in the chairs. Right, great. If some of you taller ones can be at the back, and some of the younger ones just stand in front, just come this way a little bit. Just kind of look like you're a bit more of a wall, okay? So just go back so you're right near each other. Move back a bit, back a bit, back a bit, back a bit. This way. Hello, I'm over here. Hello. Right, come this way a bit. Come this way, this way, this way. Push back a bit, come forward a bit. Just look like you're a bit of a wall, okay? Just go back a little bit, back a bit, back a bit. Cool. Does that look like a wall? Just to at least encourage them so they look, you know. Okay, now, I need somebody else who can... Who said Matt Taylor? Sally, you got an excuse there. You got a baby in your arms. Because whoever said that would just automatically volunteer themselves. Do you think Sally should pass Billy over to Grandma? He's asleep. All right, Matt Taylor, come on down. I listen to bands that don't even
exist yet.
That don't even exist yet. Right, so you're in your own little world then. Okay. That's young people today in their own little world. Okay, just stand down there for a moment. That'd be great. We can face whichever way you like, mate. Is that his birthday today? I didn't know that, no. Great. Now, what is this weekend all about? Okay, now, we've got God sitting on his throne, but at the moment you can't see him. We have a wall of sin that separated men from God. So you guys, you're a wall of sin, all right? Is that okay? Sorry to discourage you there. And then we have Matt here, who's kind of living his life. Now, this wall of sin represents a whole bunch of different things. And there's loads of things we could write. So if you can just hold these up. Now, let's just give these to these guys first. Okay? So can you read these all right? I know I've not got the most amazing writing. But hang on a sec. We haven't got enough for everybody. So you might want to just share with somebody next to you. Let's have a couple more at the back. This is some of what this wall of sin and separation represents, okay?
Lost.
Everybody else, there you go. If you can hold them up so everybody can read them, okay? What's so funny? Oh, we're working with children again, aren't we? So all sorts of things can happen this morning. If you can hold that one up, great. You know you want to do something serious, don't you, on these sort of occasions? But anyway, they don't turn into that. Right, if you can just look at some of these things, okay? This wall of sin represents death, hell, sin, sickness, greed, guilt, shame, selfishness, addiction, lust, depression, all sorts of things, unforgiveness. It can represent all kinds of things. Now, this wall of sin stands between this person knowing God. And God's heart and God's purpose was to break down this wall of sin so that the way was open to know God. And when Jesus came and lived his life. There wasn't a wall of sin between God and Jesus, but Jesus lived his life fully submitted to God so that at some point he was going to be able to deal with this wall of sin. Okay? But what happens in life is, let's call you Fred for this morning. Is that all right? Yeah. What happens in Fred's life is Fred is born on a particular day, but Fred is born with a sin nature. And that sin nature means he naturally sins. He naturally does things that don't please God. He naturally lives his life out of relationship with God, separated from God, because he has this sinful nature in him, okay? And as he makes choices in his life and as he lives his life in a certain way, then certain things begin to happen in his life, okay? So he's growing up and at whatever stage he begins to get interested in drinking or drugs or smoking or something. And if you can just come down here a sec, one of you, sit, or both of you. I don't know if you're going to see this very well, but anyway. But what begins to happen is addiction begins to get connected to his life. So you hold that for a minute and you sort of hold on to his arm, hold on to his T-shirt. You had a shower, didn't you?
So.
Yeah, cool. But you see, what begins to happen is addiction begins to attach itself to this guy's life. Now, as he continues to live his life, he begins to then get a bit depressed. And so depression starts to stick itself to his life. And so depression, just grab his arm or do something. That's it. Just hold on to him. Grab his T-shirt.
Yeah, do that one.
Grab his T-shirt, yeah. Cool, okay? So depression begins to hang on him, begins to get connected to his life. And then, John, one of you come. Fear begins then, for whatever reason. Wait there a minute. And so fear then begins to attach itself to his life and begins to get a grip on his life. But he has no idea that there's a way out. So he's living his life with his free will, choosing to do whatever he wants. And on the way, he's beginning to pick up things that are connecting and attaching themselves to his life and beginning to cause restrictions in lots of different ways. It could be fear, depression, addiction. It could be any one of these things and others. But through the choices that he makes, because this sinful nature is part of who he is, things begin to grow on him, get attached to him, begin to restrict who he is. Okay? Now, God wants to set this guy free, and God wants this guy to come into relationship with him. But this guy doesn't know that God wants to do that. He's just heard that God is a bit heavy, God is a bit up there, he's not interested in him, even if he has heard of God. So he's living his life, doing his own thing, and has no idea that there's a way out. And increasingly, other things begin to weigh down on him, press around his life and attach themselves to him. Now, does anybody want to play Jesus? Tim White, where are you, mate? Come on in, Tim. Every time you come here for a meeting, you end up... Yeah, you do. Okay, now, Tim's going to represent Jesus. What did Jesus do? Jesus lived his life not allowing anything to become connected to him because he submitted himself to the Father. He only did what he heard the Father... He only spoke what he heard the Father say, and he did what the Father showed him to do. And so he lived his life in full submission. So therefore, he lived a life that had no guilt, no shame, no pain, no sin. He lived free from all of that that represents. And so the purposes of God was that Jesus would live his life in that way so that he could be an offering, a sacrifice on behalf of everybody else who had all kinds of things attached to their life. And so Jesus went up onto the cross. And when Jesus died on the cross, at that moment, all of these things, everybody turn around, all of these things attached themselves to Jesus, apart from you guys, you stay down there. All of these guys attached themselves to Jesus because on the cross, the Bible says that Jesus took all our guilt, all our sin, all our sickness, all our pain. He defeated death and hell, the devil, the whole lot. And so all of these things, just press right around him, all of these things connected and attached themselves to Jesus on the cross. So when he was hanging there in pain, hanging there with people shouting at him, persecuting him, saying all kinds of things, the devil was laughing in the background. But at the moment that Jesus gave up his spirit, the power of all of these things was broken. Now all fall down like you're dead, all lie on the ground. Lie down. Jesus became guilty so that we could be made innocent or not guilty. But when he gave up his spirit, the power of all these things was broken and Jesus shouted out, "It is finished." But then he was taken, buried. Just lie down for a sec. 3 days later, the Holy Spirit came, breathed on him. He rose from the dead. And revealed himself to the other disciples and other believers. 40 days later, he went up to heaven and sat at the right hand of the Father. Now, the wall of sin that separated man from God has been broken, has been torn down. That wall of sin is no longer there. And just if you, some of you can come this way and some of you go that way, but still lie on the floor, okay? Make a little bit of a gangway. Because what Jesus did, he opened up the way for man to know God. But this man here, he still has depression or fear or addiction or shame or guilt. He has all of this stuff hanging on his life, changing his life, affecting his life, wasting his life, because he doesn't know that Jesus has done this for him. Why? Because he's never heard. Just come this way a bit. That's it. Just go that way. Spanish. Where is his parents? Okay, just come this way a bit. That way. Bit more. That way. Cool. That way. Nice. That's it. Now, there is a way open for every person. Imagine billions of people here in the Valley of Decision. They don't know that God has done all this for them, that the way is open now to know God. And so billions of people are living with all kinds of stuff on their lives. But when we pray for Eric, what was God doing? He was saying, "I'm releasing my glory in a fresh way Because God wants to release his power through the church in a way that none of us have seen in our lifetime. The harvest that God is talking about in this nation, in Europe and beyond, is something that nobody in this room has seen to the degree that God is talking about. Nobody in this nation has seen to the degree what God is talking about. We might have seen moves of God, been in moves of God, been in other countries and seen all kinds of things happen. But God is saying something unique about our nation and about the nation of Europe, the continent of Europe, saying that we haven't seen things in our lifetime that God is doing. Now, the way is open to know God. But somebody needs to tell this man. Somebody needs to bring the good news. And when somebody brings the good news, Dave. Dave, that's your name, Dave. So Dave comes and he's got the presence of God in his life. He's got the Holy Spirit because Jesus, the Father, sent the Holy Spirit. So this guy's baptized with fire, with passion. And so he comes up to Fred, his mate, and he's chatting with him. And while he's chatting with him, the Holy Spirit is touching this guy. And on the inside, he's like, man, this is what I want. I just know this has become real. I know this is, I want to know Jesus. Because the life that is in this guy is being released and imparted. And the presence of the Holy Spirit is coming upon this guy to convict him, to reveal Jesus, to show him that Jesus is alive. It's not Buddha or Allah or something else. It's Jesus Christ who is the way, the truth, and the life. And then they pray together, all right? And as they pray together and he repents of his sin, then one by one, as he repents, the sin falls off his life. Because it cannot have any hold on him any longer. And one by one, whatever's been going on in his life, the power of it gets broken because the power of it was broken 2,000 years ago on the cross. And so what does he do? He can turn round now. This is great. I didn't work this out. But now this guy can now run to the Father. If you don't know, John's Matt's dad, okay? So the son now, as he's given his life, can then run to the Father. The Father embraces him. Now, the position that Matt has, he is now seated with Christ at the right hand of the Father. So if you sit on the throne a minute, John, or God, sorry. I didn't mean to call you John. God, okay. If you sit... And now Matt's place is with Christ. Now look at this. The enemy, the devil, sin, hell, has all been defeated. And so Matt now, with Christ at the right hand of the Father, sorry, he rules and reigns over his life because all of this lot is dead. It's been defeated. It's been dealt with. And so Matt does not want to walk through this lot and try and pick some of it up again, does he? That would be stupid. Everybody say stupid.
Stupid.
You're supposed to be dead. I think this is an awesome thing, isn't it, that God has done in our lives. But he only knew because somebody down here told him. His perception of God before somebody came with the real life of God was that God is religious, God is dead, or God is irrelevant, or God is just angry with him, God is just upset, that he wouldn't want to know God even if God was interested in him. But when somebody came along and showed them the life, the relationship, the reality, because the presence and power of God was on their life, coming through their life, this guy said, man, why didn't you tell me years ago?
That's right.
How many of you, when you got saved, you said, man, I wish I'd done this years ago. And you realise you may have been resisting or fighting for a number of years. But then when you gave in, you realise God's right. And God's always got the best for you. Well, this is the reality of what God has done and what this weekend represents. The power of the devil has been defeated. Every sin, every stronghold, every shame, every guilt, every pain, everything has been dealt with through the cross, and he is now dead and buried and crucified. And when you appropriate that in your life, you live this new life at the right hand of the Father, having victory over all of this lot. And instead, are you asleep there? And instead, Matt now has what? Destiny, wholeness, peace. He's loved. Notice loved. He is loved by God. It's not on performance, it's who God is. He's loved. He's chosen. He's free. He's healed. He's whatever you want to write on that one. Look at that. He's clean. He has a new start. And he has a new life. And loads more. Amen. Come on, let's jump to our feet, shall we? Everybody jump to your feet. You're no longer death and hell. You're totally free, sorted, healed, delivered. Oh, you're right. Okay. The lot of you, okay, chuck your bits of paper on the floor. Tread on them because they represent everything that God is not. Come on, tread on all of that lot. Because it's defeated, it's beneath our feet. Bit of anger management needed there. Right, okay. You can respond in a minute. Right. Now, we're going to pray this morning. Look at this guy. What's your name, mate? Is it Goliath? What's your name?
Ian.
Nice one. Cool. Right. You can chuck the paper on the... Try not to... Somebody would have to clear it up afterwards if... Right. Okay, finished. Thank you. That'll do. Attention. Attention. Right. There's a workshop afterwards for disciplining your children at 11:15. Right. Hey, we could have about disciplining yourself. That'd be quite a good start, wouldn't it? Right. What's that? What are these things? Sorry, I'm getting... I just want to hear this head on. Now, this morning, we need to appropriate the freedom that we have. Now, we're going to have a response time and just for a few minutes. And if anybody wants to respond to this, because what you're saying is I'm appropriating the truth into my life this morning. Now, a lot of the time we do responses where we will stay where we are, but I just felt the Lord say this morning, people need to move as a physical action this morning. We're not going to pray for people, but in terms of laying on of hands, but I want people to respond, to come to the front, because we're going to appropriate the truth to break off any rubbish that tries to attach itself to anybody's life. And so this morning there's a number of things that were attached to Matt's life, and all these things that we had up here that have been dealt with on the cross. So we're going to appropriate the truth into our lives this morning. So if you know there's any shame that's tried to attach itself for whatever reason, fear, sickness, depression, oppression, any of those things we looked at or other things, I want you to, if the band can come up, that'd be great. Then I want you to respond and just come and stand at the front, okay? But we're going to take hold of the truth and we're going to appropriate the freedom that we have in Christ and throw off the stuff that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. The power of it has been broken. It's already defeated, and we're going to appropriate that this morning in our lives. Okay, guys, that's enough of the paper for a minute. Cool. Okay, so if you guys want to just come off stage a minute, that'd be great. Let's thank these guys, shall we? If you want to go and sit down, it'd be great. So if you need to do any of that lot this morning, just quickly make your way to the front. It could be shame, guilt, fear, pain, sickness in some way, oppression, depression, some kind of addiction, anything that's tried to attach itself, restrict you, whatever it might be. If there's oppression, God's going to lift it off this morning. If there's depression, God's going to break through that and lift off that heaviness. If there's any shame for any reason, as you come before the Lord, God can deal with that and set you free from any kind of shame. Because what you're doing is you're appropriating the truth, because you're going to step into freedom that has already been given to you today. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody knows what you're coming forward for. The Lord's the only one who knows what you're coming forward for. But we're going to appropriate the truth and go home in victory this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The way is open. The way is open this morning. There might be some people here today, you don't know Jesus, you've never given your life to Him. And this is an opportunity for you to respond as well. Because you understand that God made the way. He defeated all of these things that can separate you from Him. And He's made the way open so you can come right through into relationship. You don't have to live under sickness or guilt or shame or fear. These things don't have to control, manipulate or press your life down. But you can be free from those things because Jesus is freedom. He is the one that sets people free. Thank you, Jesus. Just close your eyes if you're down the front here. Just raise your hands for a moment. Just lift them to the Lord. Just surrender yourself afresh to Him now. Just give yourself to Him. Father, I give You my life in a fresh way now. I give You my mind, my body, my emotions, my will, my heart, my spirit. I give You my whole being. I just give myself to You right now. I'm Yours. You are mine. You've bought me with a price. You've paid the price with Your blood. I'm Yours, Jesus. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my healer. You're my deliverer. Just speak that out right now. You're my healer. You're my health. You're my freedom. You're my liberty. You're my healing. You're my abundance. You're my wholeness. You are my salvation. Father, I thank You right now that You are the truth in my life. Now, what I want you to do is just rise up now. If there's been any shame if you need to repent of anything, then just bring that to the Lord right now. If there's any guilt, you need to repent of something and you just know there's guilt there because of something you've done. Well, God wants to cleanse you this morning. If you know any of you that have responded that you need to ask Him to forgive you for something, you would know what that is. Then just bring that to Him right now and ask Him to forgive you. Just repent of that. Turn away from that right now. And as you do that, thank Him that He cleanses you now, that He cleans you right now, that He deals with whatever it is, the guilt, the shame, the pain, the fear, restrictions, whatever it might be. Know that He forgives you now. He wipes the slate clean. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Now, as you're standing there, just take whatever it might be. It says, the Bible says that we throw off all of the things that hinder and the sin that so easily entangles. You're going to throw off shame or oppression or depression right now, whatever it might be, whatever you've responded to, in whatever way you've responded to the Lord this morning. Just rise up right now with faith and say, right, I speak to that oppression, get off of my life right now. I speak to that depression, get off of my life. I speak to that shame, I throw it off. The guilt, I throw it off right now. Just throw off whatever it is that has restricted you in your life right now. Throw it off because it's not part of who you are. Jesus has died on the cross to set you free from all of that right now. We take authority over oppression. We bind it right now. Depression, lift off these lives. Sickness, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. We speak to these bodies. I speak to the sickness. Leave every one of these bodies right now. Muscles, be whole. Lungs, be whole. Bodily organs function in the right way. Blood disorder, be healed right now. Ears be opened. Eyesight be made well. Electrical balances in the mind come into order right now in Jesus' name. Bones come into order right now. Skin be healed in Jesus' name. Father, we thank You for Your healing grace right now. Father, I thank You for Your freedom and liberty right now. Let's everybody just lift your hands, begin to worship the Lord. Just begin to exalt Him right now. Begin to lift up His name over your life, over these lives. Just exalt Him.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.